This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. It's often called the Olympics of the art world. For more than 100 years, artists from around the globe have gone to Italy to represent their countries at the Venice Biennale. Like athletes, artists prepare rigorously and eventually compete for the gold, in this case, the Golden Lion. The sports analogy usually stops there. But Christopher Livesay reports that this year's American artists have come up with an exhibition of truly Olympic proportions.
Artists are scrambling to put the finishing touches on their exhibitions at the Venice Biennale. There's a lot of dust in the air outside the pavilions, and with all of the cardboard and debris lying around, it kind of feels like a war zone. So when you get to the American Pavilion and see a 60-ton British tank turned upside down, it almost looks normal.
The market for tanks is limited, and the American tanks, which was our first choice, the Abrams, are not available right now for non-military consumption.
That's artist Jennifer Allora. She and her partner, Guillermo Calzadilla, are representing the U.S. with 5 installations. For this one, called Track and Field, they fixed an exercise treadmill on top of the tank's right track where a real U.S. Olympic athlete jogs in 30-minute stretches. He's one of 8 U.S. Olympians performing through November when the Biennale closes. Another installation is called Algorithm. It invites the viewer to become the performer, specifically on a 20-foot-tall wooden pipe organ. Only there are no keys, knobs, or pedals. In their place is a functioning ATM. You activate the music with your bank card. Allora demonstrates.
And each time a person does it, you have a completely different musical...
Her partner, Calzadilla, enters his PIN, withdraws 60 euros, and collects his receipt. The experience is majestically profane and destined for controversy, just as works from such past Biennale artists as Jackson Pollock, Robert Rauschenberg, and Jasper Johns were in their day. The project by Allora and Calzadilla is called Gloria, which translates to glory, as in Olympic glory, or the glory of art, or the glory of war. But an overturned tank can easily be interpreted as a symbol of America's faded glory. Lisa Freeman curated the American Pavilion.
A lot of people ask us, did the U.S. government know what they were getting when they chose Allora and Calzadilla? And I said,
they knew every
dirty detail. Yeah. So it's been an interesting experiment in transparency, and it seems to have worked.
Yeah. The State Department ultimately chooses who will represent the United States. David Mace is the U.S. cultural attaché in Rome. He believes that Gloria offers more than just shock value. It's actually an example of an underrated tool of foreign policy, he says, something the administration refers to as soft diplomacy.
So often we go to our international partners and say, hey, we want this from you on trade policy, or we want you to stand with us in Afghanistan. And we often are not very popular when it comes to our regular policies, foreign policy. So it's very important also to cultivate that softer image and, you know, what the Obama administration has called smart power.
Smart power won the U.S. a Golden Lion at the last Biennale, thanks to Bruce Nauman's wax heads and soft neons. This year, Jennifer Allora and Guillermo Calzadilla hope the judges will grasp the complexity of their work.
You can see the relationship between militarism, obviously, and you can think about the war, but also you can think about sculpture, you can think about gravity, weight, assemblage, you know, performance. So it has all
sound
these sort
art.
Of sound, have all these sort of multiple registers that make it exceed one single useful, practical, functional end.
Whether or not the judges get it, the artists are at least guaranteed to take home plenty of ATM receipts. For NPR News, I'm Christopher Livesay in Venice.